R.M. Savini presents Shirley Temple in Merrily Yours, directed by Charles Lamont. Story by Charles Lamont. Adaptation, Donna Burrell, Thomas Carr. Photography, Dwight Warren. Sound, W.C. Smith. Cast, Shirley Temple as Mary Lou, Junior Coughlin, Mary Blackford, Sydney Miller, Lloyd Ingram. A newspaper headline proclaims, "School opens today." As a teenager escorts an attractive girl down the school's front steps, two boys intercept them.
Hi, Sonny. Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there, Betty. How are you?
Hello, Harry.
What do you know?
Not much.
Wait a minute.
Sonny pulls Betty away from the handsome Harry and walks away with her.
Woo!
Harry's sidekick apes Betty's swinging hips. Meanwhile, Sonny and Betty arrive at Sonny's beat-up jalopy. Sonny removes a bicycle lock from the car's wheel, then hand cranks the ancient car's engine.
Why don't you try putting a nickel in it, Sonny?
As Sonny looks under the hood, Harry pulls up beside them in his flashy new car and signals to Betty. Nodding, she clambers across the front seat and hops in beside him. Harry speeds off. Sonny looks up to see them receding into the distance.
Hey, fellas, give me a shove, will you?
A few boys help Sonny to push start his car. Soon after, Sonny pulls into a driveway. A little dog walks outside and leaps into his arms.
Hello, Mutt. Boy, I'm sure glad you're not a girl.
Sonny and the dog enter the house. Mary Lou runs in, followed by a woman. Mary Lou and Sonny follow her outside.
Don't forget the lawn.
Sonny!
Sonny stares at his sister coldly. When his mother leaves, Sonny begins raking the leaves.
Sonny.
Mutt emerges from the house, and Mary Lou teases him with a ball. She tosses the ball into the middle of the leaf pile. Mutt fetches the ball and scatters the leaves all over the lawn. Sonny turns around and sees the mess.
Mutt, get out of there!
The dog runs to Mary Lou's side. Sonny rakes up the pile. Mary Lou throws the ball into the pile of leaves again, and Mutt goes after it.
Mutt, get out of here!
When Mutt runs off, Sonny strides angrily toward Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, haven't you got any sense? Where's that ball? Well, come on, give me the ball. Come on, give me that ball.
Mutt returns with the ball in his mouth.
Well, Mutt, did you have it?
Sonny hugs the dog, then looks up and sees that Mutt has again scattered the leaves all over the lawn. A teenage girl and her family get out of the car next door.
Look, Sonny, people moving in.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do?
Sonny's mother meets the new arrivals, then steps across their driveway towards Sonny and Mary Lou.
What an attractive-looking girl.
So what?
Well, I thought you liked pretty girls.
Well, I don't.
Sonny's mother chokes back a laugh.
I'm through with women. Forever.
Mary Lou stifles a giggle.
Come on, Mary Lou. Women forever, but not the lawn.
She leads Mary Lou into the house, and Sonny returns to his raking. As she watches Sunny, the girl drops her handkerchief and the wind carries it into the leaf pile. Sunny sees the hanky, looks at the smiling girl, and carries on raking. Pursing her lips, the girl steps towards Sunny.
Pardon me, but that was my handkerchief.
Well, there it is.
He points to it.
Well, you could at least pick it up for me.
I could.
He turns his back on her and keeps working. Furious, she kicks the pile of leaves.
Hey! You could at least be careful.
I could.
She picks up her handkerchief.
But I won't.
Mutt grabs the hanky from her hand.
Drop it, you mutt!
Hey, don't you call my dog a mutt?
But he's tearing my handkerchief.
Oh, don't get excited. Mutt! Bring it here. Bring it here, mutt.
The dog trots toward him with the handkerchief's shredded remains.
It's torn.
So it is.
Sunny goes to mop his forehead with the cloth, then catches himself.
I'll get you a new one.
I'm Philistine.
What school are you going to go to?
Bentley High.
Oh, great. That's my school. I'll take you over in my crate every morning.
Harry and his sidekick arrive in the flashy convertible.
Get a load of that girl with Sunny.
Boy, that's all right.
Who's that?
Oh, nobody you'd like. He's just a school menace.
Come on, I'm moving in.
He pulls into Sunny's driveway. Harry gets out of the car.
How are you, pal?
Hi, wise guy.
My Vanderpool, mister.
Dean. Phyllis Dean.
Oh, visiting here?
No, we just moved in next door.
Well, we're going to see a lot of each other. I'm giving a party at my house tonight. Good chance to meet the gang. You want to come?
Phyllis turns to Sunny.
Shall we?
No. Fine. I'll come over and pick you up myself.
No, you don't, wise guy. I'll take her.
Oh, but the fellows are going to dress, and that means a tux.
Sunny considers this.
All right. We'll be there, tux and all.
Okay, I'll be seeing you.
Harry bounds into his car. Later, Sunny shaves as he prepares for his date with Phyllis. As he proudly strokes the peach fuzz on his upper lip, Mary Lou looks on from her crib.
My mustache.
Sunny got a mustache.
He lays her down in the crib, but she gets up and points mockingly at him.
Stop.
Let me feel it, Sunny.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, all right.
He lets her touch his lip. Sunny crosses the room on tiptoe and opens the door a crack. He peers out at his parents in the living room and sneaks into an adjoining room. Inside, he grabs his father's mothballed tuxedo out of a trunk. On his way back, mothballs fall out of the pants pocket, and he hurries back to the bedroom. Mary Lou watches as he puts on the starch collar and bow tie. Sunny holds up the pants, which are way too big for him. He shrugs and puts them on.
What are you doing with Daddy's best suit?
None of your business. Now go to sleep.
You tell me or I'll cry like a baby and Daddy will come.
Now listen, honey. Be a good little girl and don't bother me. I'll tell you a story tomorrow.
Tell me three days now.
Tomorrow.
Oh!
All right. Once upon a time, there were three little bears. Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear. Now, there was a little girl named Goldilocks.
Mary Lou's eyelids droop, and the dog yawns.
Into a cabin. Well, there was nobody home, so she went inside.
Mary Lou is fast asleep.
Three bowls of porridge. And there was a little bowl.
The tuxedo pants are much too long. Now, fully dressed, Sonny jumps into his jalopy, backs out of his driveway, and pulls into the one next door. He hops out and hurries to the door. Sonny doesn't notice Harry tampering with his car's engine. Beautifully dressed, Phyllis steps outside.
Well, Professor, do I pass the exam?
Boy, you sure do.
What time will you be home, Phyllis?
Early, Daddy.
See that she is, young man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Good night,
dear. Good night. Good night, sir.
Phyllis's father glowers at Sonny and leaves. Sonny takes Phyllis's arm and escorts her to his beat-up car. Sonny cranks the engine. A big cloud of smoke billows from under the hood. Phyllis and Sonny rush away from the car to the end of the driveway.
Well, what are we going to do?
Sonny ponders the problem.
I got it. Take it easy.
As Sonny hurries off, Harry puts his car in gear and pulls up beside Phyllis.
Anything wrong?
Plenty. Sonny's car just quit on us.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, get my car. I'll give you a lift.
As Harry opens his door, his car is suddenly pushed away from behind. It's Sonny in his father's car. Phyllis hops in beside Sonny, and they drive off. Soon after, Sonny and Phyllis arrive at the party and step toward Harry's swanky house. When they enter through a French door, smiling, Sonny looks around the room and frowns. Sonny is the only one wearing a tux.
Well, where's the funeral?
Make mine ham on rye.
Sonny angrily strides toward Harry.
You said the fellas were going to wear a tux.
We changed our mind. Pardon me.
As Harry sweeps Sonny aside and steps toward Phyllis, his mother arrives.
Mother, I want you to meet Phyllis Dean.
How do you do, Phyllis?
How do you do?
And Sonny Rogers.
How do you do?
Sonny offers his hand, but it's hidden in his oversized jacket sleeve. Phyllis steps forward to rescue Sonny.
Let's dance.
They waltz away together.
Oh, there's music in your feet. They go pit-pat up the street. Rhythm in my heart for you.
Sonny's collar flies apart.
Laughter seems to be.
Harry sees this, then looks down at Sonny's feet and bursts out laughing at his drooping pant legs. Sonny peers sorrowfully at his over-length pants.
You're my little nocturne, you're my rhapsody.
Struggling to roll up his pants, Sonny lurches toward the orchestra's drummer. Harry sneaks up behind Sonny and puts a rubber bulb horn under the back of his jacket. Sonny rejoins Phyllis on the dance floor. He backs into another couple. He looks at the boy indignantly and dances away. Sonny does it again. Phyllis is perplexed.
Sonny, let's sit out the rest of this dance, huh?
Sonny and Phyllis leave the dance floor, but when Sonny sits down, he jumps up and pulls the horn out from under his jacket. Sonny sees Harry mocking him across the room. He throws down the horn and starts toward him, but Phyllis grabs his arm.
Go for a ride.
Harry frowns when he sees them leaving and hurries forward.
Phyllis, what's the matter? You're not leaving.
Right, the first time.
As Sonny and Phyllis leave, Harry's sidekick heckles Harry.
I'm afraid your clutch is slipping.
Even your best friends will tell you.
I'll try up.
When Sonny and Phyllis drive away, Harry phones Sonny's dad.
Mr. Rogers, this is Harry Vanderpool speaking. Yes, Sonny's friend. You better check on your car. I think it's been stolen.
Mother, will you look and see if the car's on the driveway?
As Mrs. Rogers crosses the room, Sonny and Phyllis are enjoying their drive. Soon after, Mr. Rogers reports the theft.
Police station? Wait a minute, not so fast. What's the number of the car?
As Sonny puts his arm around Phyllis, two cops hear the car's description over their radio.
Description of stolen car. Black Chrysler sedan. License in the 7 column. 7T. T is in Thomas. 552. That is all.
Did you get that number, Brownie? That was the car just passed.
They chase after Sonny. Up ahead, Phyllis turns around in her seat.
Step on it, Sonny. It's that Harry Vanderpool again.
Why, this is one time I'll lose that guy.
Sonny floors it, and the car picks up speed. Sonny rounds a corner and almost careens off the road.
Give it the gun. They're running for it.
The police car speeds up. In Sonny's car...
He's catching up with us.
I'll show that guy how to really drive.
Sonny drives onto the sidewalk, knocking over a telephone pole. The police stop beside the damaged car and get out with guns drawn.
You're under arrest.
Well, we thought you were Harry.
Who's Harry? One of the gang?
Yeah. Here he comes now.
Harry stops his car and rushes over to the police.
Who are you?
Smirking, Harry hands his wallet to one of the cops. On it is a deputy sheriff's badge. The cop flips it open and sees a courtesy card signed by the chief of police. The cops trade glances, give Harry back his badge, and turn on Sonny.
You're under arrest for stealing that car.
But that's my dad's car.
Shut up. You can tell that to the sergeant. Come on, both of you.
Just a minute. You can't take her. She didn't have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, she's all right. I'll vouch.
Harry pulls Phyllis toward his car.
Come on, you.
Later, at the police station, the sergeant phones Mr. Rogers.
He says he's your son. Describe him. Dress suit? Small blonde mustache? That's not my son. So he's not your son. What about the car? Wait a minute, I'll check the report.
Sonny grabs the phone.
Dad, Daddy, it's me, Sonny. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What? Harry Vanderpool called you. Yes, sir. I'll be home.
He hands the phone to the sergeant.
He wants to speak to you, sir.
Yes? All right, Mr. Rogers, I'll attend to that. Beat it, kid.
Sonny runs out. Soon after, he passes the garden at Harry's house.
Please, I mean it. Take me home.
Come on, don't be that way.
It's Phyllis and Harry. Sonny enters the garden and confronts Harry.
You've been looking for trouble all day, and now you're gonna get it.
When Sonny tries to take off his jacket, Harry punches him and knocks him down. Harry brushes off his hands and turns to Phyllis.
Now let me see you. What did we leave off?
Sonny grabs Harry.
All right, come on.
Harry knocks him down again.
And that will not...
When Phyllis kicks Harry in the leg,
are you little...
Sonny gets up and knocks him flat. Inside the house...
Hey, kid, fight!
Harry's friends pour out into the garden just in time to see Sonny knock him on his keister on a teeter-totter.
That's enough, Sonny. Take me home.
As Phyllis pulls Sonny away, Harry's sidekick leans on the high end of the teeter-totter and catapults Harry towards Sonny.
Oh, so you haven't had enough?
Sonny punches him again and knocks him out cold. Harry's friends try to revive him with a glass of water.
Listen, it'll take more than that to bring him to. Pick him up.
The boys pick up Harry and carry him over to a fountain.
One, two...
They toss him into the water. Later, Sonny walks Phyllis to her door.
I think you're pretty swell, Sonny.
Oh.
She gives him a kiss on the cheek and rushes indoors. Sonny crosses the adjoining driveways toward his house, but stops when he sees his dad's silhouette pacing inside.
The old man's car.
He races back to Phyllis's house and gazes up dreamily at the second story.
Your cheeks are oh so lovely.
Phyllis's dad looks out a window. Sonny runs for it and leaps over a hedge. The end.